And jobs were the topic on Capitol Hill today. After taking a snow day yesterday, Senate Democrats made their way back to the Capitol today and rolled out their plan to create more jobs. Several leading Republicans have endorsed measures in the bill. That means, for now at least, the effort is being called bipartisan. But, as NPR's David Wellner reports, there are already doubts about the bill's prospects.
Senate Democrats are keenly aware that Americans seem to care more these days about the high unemployment rate than they do about the ruling party's stalled health care legislation. So when Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced today he's bringing up a new jobs bill, he made it clear he thought Americans need a new message.
The message that they need is that we're doing something about jobs. We don't have a jobs bill. We have a jobs agenda. And we're going to move forward on that jobs agenda. The first phase of that is going to be this afternoon.
But Reid added that because so many senators can't make it to Capitol Hill because of yesterday's Olympic-sized snowstorm, there won't be any votes on a jobs bill until after next week's President's Day recess. What's notable about this new effort at encouraging job growth is that Democrats have reached out to Republicans to find some things that they support for what all agree may be the first in a series of measures. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden declared the country is hungry for bipartisanship.
What the country is looking for is getting beyond gotcha politics, and instead of scoring political points, they want to see Democrats and Republicans come up with some ways to score some policy points.
The bill proposes to spend about $90 billion on priming the job pump. It includes a payroll tax break for employers who hire workers who've been unemployed for more than 2 months. There are $20 billion in it for a year-long extension of the highway bill. And there are other tax breaks for business and those who buy bonds financing infrastructure projects. Arizona's John Kyle, who's the Senate's number two Republican, says he assumes it will be adopted by the Senate in fairly short order.
I don't agree with some parts of it. I'm sure some of my other colleagues don't agree with things that I like in it. But it's an effort to bring together a group of things that a large consensus can be developed around and to get it passed.
But Arizona's other Republican Senator, John McCain, has a dimmer view of the jobs bill.
I'm concerned about how it's paid for. I'm concerned about loading it up with other extraneous provisions, which seems to be the habit we've gotten into around here. So I withhold judgment until I get a chance to see how much extraneous stuff is added onto it and how much does it increase the deficit again.
And some economists question whether giving tax breaks to firms that hire more workers will really lead to more jobs. Gary Bertless is a jobs economist at the Brookings Institution.
A lot of the money will go toward supporting employment gains that would have taken place even without the tax subsidy. So the government has given up revenue. Companies are better off. They paid less income taxes, but they don't really have any more people on their payroll on December 31st than they would have in the absence of the tax credit.
So can this jobs bill pass? Majority Leader Reid seemed doubtful about whether GOP support for it will last.
The Republicans, I don't know in logic what they could say to oppose this, but we've seen since Obama was elected, they have opposed everything. They're the party of no.
Too many times, Reid said, we've started out holding hands and wound up pointing fingers. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.